Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and get started with the Senate Judiciary Committee. I hope that wasn't any inconvenience for those who were planning to be here at 1 due to caucus issues that our side had at least. That's why we are starting at 1:15. I want to thank everyone for being here. We do have one bill scheduled for today for public hearing and possible work session, House Bill 4021A. So I'll open up the public hearing on House Bill 4021A. And Bill, I'm assuming you can give us the intro.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill comes to you from Representative Barker on behalf of the Oregon Humane Society. The chair, members of the committee, currently humane agents are appointed by the governor on a very antiquated statute, 131805. The governor may employ at such salaries as the governor deems reasonable for services rendered special agents to effect the apprehension and conviction of criminals and the return of fugitives from justice, et cetera. So, chair, members of the committee, what this bill does is make a more formal system. It will require these agents to be DPSs, to be trained and certified, and they would be basically under the supervision of the state police. And the state police, if they didn't, the superintendent did not feel they were living up to their job, they could remove their certificate. So, chair, members of the committee, that's basically the bill.
All right. So we've got five people that are scheduled to give testimony. I guess one of the questions I'm going to put on the table based on what counsel just said is what is the protocol if the superintendent chose to, let's say, exercise that power to remove someone? Is it a situation that they do themselves, or do they go through the DPSST process for that? So when we go through this, we'll get the answer. I've got Sharon Harmon, Alan, I'm going to say Zangy, if I'm reading it correctly, and Kevin Campbell. I got Z-A something, G-Y.
Zog. I think it's Zog.
Oh, Zog. Sorry, but I'm doing the best I can, even with glasses on. Looks like.
That's okay. Right. Sharon wrote it for me, so.
All right. So, welcome. Whoever would like to go first, just give us your name and then the testimony, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I apologize for my penmanship. I'm Sharon Harmon. I'm the director of the Oregon Humane Society, here before you to ask for your support for House Bill 421-5. Really, this bill doesn't do much, but it is an important change. It shifts the commission from the governor to the superintendent of the state police. It gives the superintendent the ability and some structure around appointment via background checks, making sure all the certifications are up to date, and gives the superintendent the pleasure. They serve at the pleasure of the superintendent, so latitude for decommissioning an investigator as well. This does not come with any more expense for the state. The Oregon Humane Society continues to assume all liability. That is our intent, should any tort claims arise. It is our intent to assume all liability for those costs. It is not our desire, intent, or otherwise in this bill to assume any more authority. We want to continue to do the good work we've done for a very long time and enforce the animal welfare statutes. We don't mean for this bill to imply that being commissioned under state police, that we have broader authority. We want and we have for a very long time assisted other law enforcement in the execution of their duties, but we do not want the power, authority, or direction to enforce other statutes other than what we have that are in the bill, the animal welfare statutes. No fiscal impact, no money exchange, no cost to the state, just putting us as I think where we appropriately belong, and that is with a statewide law enforcement authority, the Oregon State Police. That's the only change that we're looking for in this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Zog.
My name is Alan Zog. Good afternoon, Chairman and committee members. I'm one of the special agents with the Oregon Humane Society, and I've been in this position for almost a year now. Prior to that, I retired from the Hillsborough Police Department after 27 years, retired with the rank of commander. And there's a few things that I've learned in the past year as a special agent. One of the things that I learned is that There were many incidents that I ran into in my 28 years of law enforcement that I did not recognize as animal abuse nor animal neglect because I didn't have the proper training and or exposure to those situations. Another thing that I learned was that how valuable of a resource the Oregon Humane Society is. There was an incident in Hillsboro where we had a rabbit hoarder in this case, and we ended up with a whole bunch of rabbits. And the Humane Society was a great resource for us to be able to take care of these rabbits and then replace these rabbits when the case was adjudicated. Another thing that I learned, too, is that as I'm out there as an agent, I am dealing with the same people that I dealt with as a police officer while I was working with Union County, the city of Pendleton, and then Hillsboro. I'm dealing with the same individuals, the same types of criminals in the criminal element, the meth users, drug addicts, and burglars and all that kind of stuff as I'm dealing with them and their pets. I've also, one of the great things about being a special agent at this time is I'm now one of the, I'm a resource that other agencies can rely on. And I've had the opportunity to host some training and put on, help these agencies with training to recognize what animal abuse and neglect is. I've also had the opportunity to assist many agencies with investigating these horrendous crimes. By moving our commission to the state police from the governor's office is just a natural evolution into what we do. And so I support, and I hope that you would support this bill.
Kevin. Chair Brzezinski and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Kevin Campbell. I'm the executive director of the Oregon Association Chiefs of Police, and I'm here to support House Bill 4021. I want to thank the Humane Society because this is a bill that's important to us because we believe that law enforcement officers that are certified in the state should submit to an actual law enforcement agency. And while I think that the Humane Society has done an excellent job of treating their commission carefully over the years under the governor's oversight, we feel very comfortable and would like to see this commission under the superintendent. We did meet with state police to try to address their initial concerns, in particular with regard to the importance of the superintendent as they appoint these positions, that they have the ability to control the hiring process. It's important that all the background checks and other due diligence you would normally do in a police agency would also be followed. This bill gives the superintendent that ability. And I think, as Director Harmon mentioned, they also, the superintendent has the ability to decommission somebody. It does not have to go through the full DPSST decertification process, but the commission could be removed removed based on good cause, and good cause would be defined by the superintendent. We feel like that gives the superintendent good latitude to oversee these commissioned officers, and we feel it's a very strong bill in that regard. I want to mention that these Humane Society special agents are a very important resource to our police agencies. Chiefs of police, sheriffs both have utilized these agents around the state. As you can imagine, as Alan Zog mentioned a moment ago, these cases that they get into often have a strong connection to other criminal activity. And so the idea of having someone that can major in the animal cruelty laws, everything from recognizing animal cruelty all the way to the forensics necessary to determine a case, a criminal case, is something the Humane Society has provided as a resource, and they're a very valuable partner in that regard. With that in mind, we strongly support this bill, and we appreciate the work that the Humane Society did with us to make sure that it really works for law enforcement. And with that, I want to thank the committee for considering this bill today.
Thank you. All right, questions for the panel. Senator Cruz first and Senator Wissick second.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple questions. Number one, where it says superintendent may suspend or revoke a commission granted under this section at any time for good cause as determined by the superintendent. What does good cause mean? I mean, is that something he will determine and rule?
Mm-hmm. Chair Brzezinski and Senator Cruz, yes, that would be determined and rule. But the reality is that we wanted to give the superintendent as much latitude possible. This is not a state employee. But we wanted to make sure if the governor, if the superintendent is going to truly have a commission over these officers, the superintendent needs to be able to really make sure that the officers are within the bounds of what he believes is necessary for law enforcement.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, my other question, is there any other entity other than the Humane Society that meets the qualifications of Humane Investigation Agency, nonprofit with 5 years? Is, that's pretty much you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Senator Cruz, that is by definition the Oregon Humane Society. Okay. No other entity is eligible for this.
Needed to ask.
Yeah.
For on the record. Senator Wissett.
Thank you, Chair Brzezinski. Several points. Just a quick question. I think that sounds like a very good bill. On page one, section one, the superintendent of state police shall commission a designated employee. It's my understanding under the sub B there, the superintendent will only shall designate the employee if the superintendent determines that the employee is fit and qualified. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. That's correct.
Who pays for the DPSST training?
And Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitsitt, those costs, all training, all certification, all equipment are borne by the Oregon Humane Society.
Okay. Third question, are the these Humane Society officers authorized to carry weapons?
Chair Brzezinski and Senator Whitsitt, the superintendent is given the authority in this measure to determine whether an officer can carry a firearm or not. In the case of Officer Zog down here, who's spent his whole career in law enforcement, I would guess he would be a candidate for carrying his duty weapon. So we didn't want to prescribe that in statute because there may be a situation where the superintendent determines, like he would with any officer, that they're not ready. I think it's important to note that the officers at the Oregon Humane Society, they are trained and certified at DPSST. They also go through all the FTO training necessary that a regular officer does, even though they have a limited authority. So they have to be proficient in all areas of law enforcement, even though they have kind of a narrow authority to work under.
Next question then, if I may. If this establishes the Humane Society Humane Officer as a peace officer, how does that limit, where in the bill does it limit the new peace officer's ability to enforce the law to just humane cases?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitsitt, there is a list of statutes in the bill that are referenced as for the purpose of enforcement. We certainly have reviewed that list. It is complete. We desire no greater enforcement beyond those statutes.
Look, I confess I didn't do my homework and look up all those questions. And then the final issue that I wanted to bring up is that of the liability. And I know that the state police have some concern about that. Could you address that before they come up?
Yeah, Chair Brzezinski and Senator Whitsitt, as you will note, the language of the bill related to the tort liability issues comes directly out of the memo of understanding that we currently have with the governor through the commission that the Humane Society has. I don't know that it's a perfect solution, but it's the one they've been operating under with the state for a number of years. I know the Humane Society is committed to doing everything necessary to make sure there is no impact on the state into the future. And that's probably the best I can do in terms of an explanation. It is the situation they've been operating under right now with the governor.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions before you leave? I'll just clarify a couple things on the record. We have a body of law dealing with good cause, and are we looking at that kind of being the measure for the superintendent to use as to determining good cause? I mean, we're not asking the superintendent to come up with a new way he will or she will be able to utilize as it has been used in, I'm going to say, lack of better terms, employment practices, understanding caveat that they're not employees per se, and it's my understanding for the record that this bill has no intention of shifting liability to the state, correct?
Yes,
that is,
sir.
Correct.
All right. Anything else? All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
Two other people who signed up. Is it Kolb? Kolb. Okay. If you'll please come forward, and Jeff Samuels. While they're coming up, is there anyone else who will want to give testimony today on House Bill 4021A? Glenn, why don't you go ahead and get started?
Well, thank you. Chair Przanski, committee members, good afternoon. My name is Glenn Kolb. I'm director with the Oregon Veterinary Medical Association. I am not a veterinarian, but I am here on behalf of our organization today in support of House Bill 4021-A. Veterinarians are on the treating end of neglect and abuse cases, and we've had a good working relationship with the Oregon Humane Society and recognize their important role in leading investigations on neglect and cruelty of animals, but also assisting other local law enforcement agencies to address this this issue. As we reviewed the legislation, we think it's seems to be an appropriate placement for them to be commissioned not from the governor but by the superintendent for Oregon State Police for the notices that were already mentioned, and we support and ask we support the bill and ask for your support too.
All right, thank you, Captain.
Good afternoon, Chair Przanski and committee members. My name is Jeff Samuels, and I'm the director of the Oregon State Police Fish and Wildlife Division. The Oregon State Police is neutral on House Bill 4021. However, I know it's been mentioned already, but just wanted to express some of our concern relative to the tort liability. And we did have Oregon Department of Justice review that so that we could determine if there would be some impact. In its current form, we believe that House Bill 4021 would require the state of Oregon to indemnify and defend humane special agents when a tort is filed. And currently, we believe that as agents of the state, that it would fall under the Oregon Tort Claims Act, and that the state would have to defend those humane special agents. So there would be borne costs if there was a tort filed or a lawsuit relative to that. Additionally, our officers or staff would have to spend time doing that. And I know that the Humane Society has expressed to you and to us about wanting to help pay for the costs or wants to pay for the cost. However, you know, with the tort limits and those types of things, that the state could be at could have some liability in this, and if Department of State Police members were having to defend those officers relative to the time involved in helping Department of Justice and in a trial situation, we wouldn't be able to recoup the time that we spent doing that, which we would otherwise be spending on our own responsibilities. So I just want to make sure that was told to you. And also, if it was the intent of this body to indemnify humane special agents and take them out of the Tort Claims Act, that would have to be specified in the bill. And that was our information from Oregon Department of Justice.
Senator Cruz.
Yeah, I guess I for them to be under the Oregon Tort Claims Act, they'd have to be employees, and I'm not reading where they're employees here. They're just designated by. So and then maybe, you know, you can get two lawyers and have four opinions, obviously, but my reading of the Oregon Tort Claims Act is that it covers the agency has a responsibility, but only for their employees. I don't see how these agents are actual employees of OSP. What am I missing here?
Senator Przanski Chair Przanski and Senator Cruz, the Oregon Department of Justice has told us that the commissioning by the state police of the humane special agents could bring them under the state umbrella.
Or could not.
I think it's only fair to understand that if someone wants to file a tort claim, they are going to be bringing the state in to an action. I mean, they're going to file it that way. And the question really is going to be is whether or not they are somehow going to be, considered employees. And then it kind of gets into maybe even the area of, lack of better terms, the areas of independent contracting as to what type of control they have over them. I mean, this is an area that's clearly gray as to what the outcome will be, and it could be based on a case-by-case basis as to exactly what it is. But what I do understand that's on the record is that it is the intent of the legislation and the intent of the requester to indemnify the state for what, or if any, costs that are incurred, and that they would stand in the in the place for any damages, et cetera. But this is something that, without more in the way of legal opinions, only time will tell as to how it will shake down.
Yes, the Chair and Council, a question here. Within the tort liability, if the person were actually an employee of the state or determined to be an employee of the state or commissioned by the state, then they might fall under the tort liability cap of the state. Otherwise, they would have no cap. Is that correct?
That would be
and
my
interpretation.
And
so it would seem unlikely, somewhat unlikely, that if you were to file a suit, you would include the state because you would eliminate your cap and bring in the Department of Justice.
Well, I'm just saying that I think, I'm not saying there's a lot of logic as to why they would or wouldn't do anything, but if they thought the deep pockets were with the state as compared to the Oregon Humane Society, they may choose to do that.
I'm sure they can file it anyway. They want to.
Yeah, exactly. Bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, page 1, lines 12 through lines 20, address this issue probably to the extent that it's legally possible to address the issue. Humane Investigation Agency agrees in writing to save harmless and indemnify the state of Oregon. That's in line 12 and 13. 17, the Humane Investigation Agency furnishes the superintendent a copy of an insurance policy purchased and maintained by the Humane Investigating Agency that the superintendent determines is sufficient to satisfy any tort claim or demand described in paragraph C of the subsection. People can always bring a claim on these people, well, maybe agents of the state. As you may remember from the OSHU case, you can't sue the state, but you can sue its agents. And by statute, the state basically indemnifies its employees. I don't know whether it has an obligation to indemnify its agents in this case. That's beyond me. I don't know what else you can say in law to sufficiently cover this.
Well, and I also look at, I mean, you go up to line 6 when it says it designate the commission a designated employee of the Humane Investigation Agency. So it says right at the very beginning that they're not a state employee; they're an employee of of this,
right, of this so, organization.
Although lawyers could do what lawyers do, Mr. Chair,
they can and they usually will. Either right or wrong, they still do it. That's why you have the person in the dress with the gavel in between. All right, what else? Anything else? All right. Captain?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I did want to bring up three other small points of concern. And as it was mentioned earlier to you, I was talking about the superintendent's ability to have some discretion in some decommissioning or removal of an officer for the good cause. However, there is the language that starts out in Section 1 that the superintendent, upon the request of the Humane Society, shall commission. And we just bring up that it would provide more flexibility to the superintendent if the word shall was changed to may, just similar to the statute that the governor is currently using to commission them, where the governor may employ. Under ORS 131805.
Mr. Chair, you know, it says he shall if, and then it puts the conditions that he has to meet. So, it's saying he has to, but only if in his determination he meets the criteria. So that's almost the same as may, the way I read it. So.
All right. So, any others?
So I very quickly, just two other things.
No, I just, at the end, when I hear we only have three more small ones we want to bring up. Okay, here it comes.
And then just the thirdly, Chair Prozanski, would be that just to make sure that the bill is very specific about the cost borne to the state police, that it would be a reimbursement rather for things such as background checks, any training that we might have to do for the officers, communications for those the humane special agents. And then the last item that I have quickly would be just relative to the police powers. And as you heard from the Humane Society, they're just looking for being able to enforce animal welfare laws. However, in Section 14 of the bill, it does define a police officer with and adds in language about the definition of a police officer to include a humane special agent as defined in Section 1, but there is a paragraph prior to that, which is the very first paragraph in Section 14, it's little a and subsection big A, which talks about commissioning of officers that are from a city, county. It goes on with other agencies to include the governor and the Department of State Police. We also had Department of Justice look at that paragraph to make sure that the commissioning by the superintendent, so thus the state police in that first paragraph in Section 14, wouldn't then give additional police powers. And there is some concern that it may give additional police powers above and beyond the additional paragraphs below listing out humane special agents just for animal welfare laws.
Okay, I don't have a copy of the bill in front of me since we're doing electronics.
Here.
But, you know, it doesn't really change anything in 14 until you get to here. Then it just referred to that, which is what it currently is. This refers back to Section 1, so I'm not sure it gives any more.
So, Captain, I guess I need to ask as to these concerns, or let's say that y'all brought up, were these raised in the House side?
These were not raised in the House side, other than the tort claim issue was definitely raised, and we provided a document, which I think you might have in your file, to Senator Barker relative to the tort claim.
All right, and can you tell me or tell the committee why these are now, let's say, popping up now as compared to being discussed when the bill was heard on the House side?
So, relative to this very last issue on the police officer and that paragraph of the commissioning, that was just determined today and a review by the Department of Justice today, which is why it didn't come up earlier.
And by chance, do you have your attorney with you?
No, sir, I do not.
Oh, there's somebody from DOJ,
wish.
I think.
What's that?
There's somebody, I think, from DOJ who's up there.
Oh, no, it's a DPSSC.
Okay.
That's I'm not reading.
Dear members of the committee, I really haven't had a chance to look at this in context. But my general understanding of statutory interpretation is that specific overrules the general. And I think the beginning of the bill makes it quite clear as to what the powers are by referencing particular statutes.
Right.
So I would argue that that's the limitation to their powers.
Right, and we're going to get that on the record.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair Przanski. For the record, my name is Marilyn Lawrence. I manage the Standards and Certification Program for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. And I would just point out that Section 14 of the bill is simply the definitions in our department statutes. These are not the sections of law that grant authority or grant commissioning power. They simply define who is in and out of our agency's jurisdiction for purposes of certification. And the Oregon Humane Society officers have been in our jurisdiction for certification since the bill was passed a couple of sessions ago that brought them within our definitions as commissioned by the governor.
All right. Marilyn, thank you very much for coming forward. I agree, and I appreciate you putting that on the record. Senator Cruz was pointing this out to me in that section, and it appears, based on your testimony and looking at it, that's exactly what that section's there for. It's just to ensure that they are still within the jurisdiction of DPSST. I think it's worth also putting on the record, as it's been stated by counsel, the bill does specifically say what the powers are, what the authority is limited to, and what they are enforcement. Plus, we have it on the record from the agency organization, I should say, as to what the intent of the continuation of their agents, how that will work, and what their limitations are. We also have on the record as to their obligation to pay for all of the services and training, supplies, equipment, etc. So I'm fine with what we have on the record. Does anyone else want to make any other comment? If not, thank you all very much for coming forward. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is close the public hearing on House Bill 4021A, open a work session on House Bill 4021A. And Council, do we have all the paperwork we need?
Chair, members of the committee, we do.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4021A to the House recommendation.
All right. Senator Cruz moves House Bill 4021A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And does anyone want to volunteer? Or if not, I will take it if no one wants it. Chair will carry this bill.
This bill, you should carry.
All right. So now, my understanding.
We need to close the work session. Sorry.
I can close the work session. I'll close the work session. My understanding, we have nothing else we need to be doing, and that this is really pretty much it. So for Senator Dingfelder, we'll close that work session. And before we adjourn, what I do want to say again is thanks to everyone on the committee for the time we've put in and getting the work done that we had referred to us. And to staff, I want to really thank Bill Chana. All right. I'm learning. I'm trying. Pam, thank you very much. Ann and Anola, who are our, let's say, behind-the-scenes operatives that keep us going, thank you very, very much for making sure that we were successful in getting the work done on time. And with that, unless there's any other comments, we will be adjourned for the special session unless something else happens. I should say regular session.
We will be adjourned subject to...
The call to the president?
Call, yeah, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't look